Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Barb Lohman. Barb, how are you from CSS? How
awesome,
are you?
Awesome, Mike, and so happy to be here with you today.
I'm very happy that you're here too. We're kind of actually closing out our coverage with you. So thank you very much for being our closer, if you will.
You're welcome. It's an honor.
Oh my gosh, we are ending on a high note, ladies and gentlemen. Ending on a high note. So having said that, how's the conference been for you as we close it out?
It has been an amazing year. It feels so much like we're back to pre-COVID times,
right? It's almost back to normal,
The community and the networking, and we've had some such great sessions. I think Jim made a comment from the main stage this morning that one of the only complaints he heard yesterday was that there are too many great sessions going on concurrently that people can't choose what session they want to go to.
It's a good problem to have.
And that's what I thought, man, if that's the biggest complaint, how awesome is that?
Yeah, no doubt. And they do have some really good sessions here, of which you participated in one of them, and we'll get to that in a minute. But first, let's talk about the CU System Digitization Working Group. What's the latest going on there? Because you are the Pied Piper of that group now.
I am.
Congrats.
Mr. Micklick handed me the reins, and I happily took them.
Good for you.
You know, we've got some great progress. We've got the three work streams for 2023 set up. I've got the group that's going to build out the self-assessment tool. I think, let me take a step back and make sure. I know you and I talked a couple of months ago with Greg, but just as a refresher for everyone else, this is the group of credit union professionals who's come together to focus on solving for how we can help credit unions advance on their digital journeys. Mm-hmm. So we've got three work streams set up for 2023. The first is going to work on the self-assessment tool, the business requirements for the tool itself. Mm-hmm, I've got Idris Rafiq from Cornerstone leading that.
Yeah.
He's got some brilliant minds on that, some really bright CEOs and other system partners to define how the tool needs to work and how it needs to function. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a second work stream focused on how we're going to operationalize that tool. And the lovely Cynthia Schroeder from Mark Sivright and Associates. It's an SRM company, is leading that work stream with another fabulous group of folks. And then the third work stream is focusing on metrics and how credit unions can maybe compare themselves to peers and determine how, kind of benchmark where they are on their digitization journey. And a good friend of mine, Angela Moran, the CIO at Orange County's credit union, who is just amazingly talented, is leading that work stream. Again, with lots of bright minds. So still, I know when we spoke about this last, I emphasized how much of a game changer I think this is for the industry.
Yeah.
What was awesome for me was I actually had people coming up to me this week thanking me for that body of work and saying, this is going to change the face of the industry. This is going to save credit unions. Mm-hmm. This is going to help them compete with the bank down the street and be able to serve the members that they never imagined they would be able to serve.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm of the mind that you can never have too much of this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. So especially when it comes to anything revolving around fintech. Mm-hmm. It's a full-time job just scanning the horizon and 100%. Seeing what's out there, so much less trying to maintain. And so I think, credit unions are like, thank you for having this group there to kind of keep us on that cutting edge, if you will.
We're stoked. Yeah. We're very, very
I bet you are. So what's in the plans for this group coming up here in the next 6 months, if you can even plan out that far?
So, we're going to start with the business requirements, right?
Yeah.
But those two work streams have to work so closely together, because the work stream that's focusing on defining the business requirements, and this is the tool, the self-assessment tool, that we plan to make available to all, it's going to be a member benefit to all dues-paying members of CUNA.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not trying to monetize this.
Yeah.
This is truly a project that's driven by just moving the industry forward, just with the intent to move the industry forward. So we're going to start with defining those business requirements and understanding what kind of technology is going to be required to power it, where's that going to be housed, and then that that group will work very closely with the operationalization group, because we've got to figure out, how are we going to bring that to market? Mm-hmm. Where's the tech stack going to exist? Yeah. Who's going to own the IP? How are we going to, what would the contracting look like? Whose paper is it going to be on? What are the requirements? Ultimately, how are we going to protect the data? Because that, if you think about the power of that data that we're going to be collecting, mm-hmm. Especially to benchmark, we've got to think about how we're going to protect that. Because as we consider how can we help credit unions advance along that continuum, the power and value of that data, we don't just want that to fall into the hands of anyone who's just looking to monetize this process and gain from it financially, mm-hmm. right? We want to stay true to our original vision and our mission and make sure that we're honoring that commitment to the industry.
Yeah, good for you guys.
So those two teams, and I think that'll probably take us through more than the first 6 months of the year. Those two teams have to plan out. And part of that is going to be evaluating, are there solutions out there in the industry that we could leverage to build on so that we don't have to start from scratch? How can we fast track and expedite the development and release? Because look, credit unions need this now. The longer it takes us to build it, exactly. The longer it takes us to build it and operationalize, the longer we're delaying their ability to progress. So we just want to get this thing done and to market as quickly as possible.
I was going to ask you, like, real quickly, what are some of the challenges that credit unions are up against when it comes to this type of stuff? And I think one of the big ones that we just kind of alluded to is time. So
they can't move fast enough.
Right, right.
They just
I think
can't
any
move
organization in any industry can't move fast enough,
so
it seems like.
On my panel on Monday, again, brilliant group of folks on my panel. My former boss and friend, Mark Sibright, who represented, he's been deeply tied to this initiative all along since the beginning.
Yeah.
Kent LeGrand, who's a good friend of mine, who runs InTouch Credit Union in the Plano, Texas area. Karma Parrish, who I think you know well, who runs North Park Community, very small credit union, $45 million credit union in Indiana, who has gone 100% remote. So there's a different, you know, you got a $45 million credit union who shut down the branches and has gone 100% remote, who is maybe at a different place on their digital journey than some larger credit unions. And then Angela Moran, who I mentioned, is a good friend of mine from Orange County's credit union. And they talked about things like the challenges of digital strategy. Angela talked about how there are so many things that credit unions want to do on their digital journey. It's so important to be able to prioritize. I mean, you can't just, they don't have unlimited budgets. They don't have unlimited human capital. They've got to pick and choose what's going to move the needle the fastest and the best. Mm-hmm, so a big part of this journey is the ability to prioritize and to say, you know I need to do these 20 things, right? But what's going to help me make a bigger difference for my members and attract, in Karma's case, attract and retain those profitable members who don't need to be tied to a branch.
Right, right.
And
good
for
point.
Kent even, you know, Kent InTouch is a credit union whose members they embrace digital. They've embraced technology, but Kent made some good points that every credit union, regardless of where you are on your digital maturity path, has to think about what's coming next. They have to consider, what are my members going to be wanting a couple of years from now? And they've got to, it's almost like they're at a better point than some other credit unions who are less mature, but they can't stop looking forward
and
thinking,
at all.
How can I continue to progress?
Yeah, you got one eye on the present and you got another eye on the future.
Right?
So yeah, and you're trying to maintain things at the same time. So,
and I think one of the other challenges, Angela made a good point. I wrote it down and I wanted to make sure I carried it. She said, there's a misperception in some credit unions that digital maturity is an IT problem.
Isn't it an enterprise
problem?
So think about that.
The credit unions that think digital maturity is the responsibility of IT or just an IT issue to solve, they've got to change their thought process and they've got to understand it's an enterprise problem.
It's
a problem with, you know, they've got to figure out how to refine the engagement model. They've got to figure out how to tie things back to core systems and other, you know, accounting systems and make sure that things flow properly and hit the GLs properly. Digital transformation is an initiative that affects literally every single area of the credit union.
Yep.
And credit unions have to look at it that way, not just, well, that's an IT thing.
Right.
My IT department has that.
Put that in the server room and right. close the door, all
right?
Yeah,
right.
not anymore.
So I thought that was a great point. And then my friend, Mr. Sivright, obviously, you know, he always cracks the crowd up and has their attention. He brought up his example of we have to move away from mullet banking.
Oh, yes, mullet banking.
I don't know if you've heard that, but
yes.
yeah, he talks
well
about how, you know, we've got such an attractive look from the front, and then we got the party in the back and the chaos and the disconnection from systems and back office processes. So the crowd got a kick out of that.
But it's so true, though.
It's so true, right?
It's such a great analogy.
It is so true.
Oh, yeah.
And his last thought, and this one was the one that struck me the most, we spent the last decade trying to digitize the human experience. Now we have to focus on humanizing the digital focus.
Mm-hmm.
How deep is that?
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff.
He probably already shared that with you in his
Not that one, but I know the mullet one,
that one
very well.
That one hit me. It was like, wow, that's prophetic. So it was fun. I mean, I've had fun all week. This is like a family reunion for all of us. And it's just, it's fun to be with your friends. I think I made this comment with my panel on stage on Monday. When you're spending your time with your friends, doing what you believe, where you believe you can make a difference, and doing what you believe is good for members of credit unions, you're not working.
I know.
Like, you're just hanging out, and especially when you feel like you can make a difference.
Yeah.
That's what makes it special.
Well, and that passion just kind of just kind of drives itself. So sure.
Totally.
Speaking of that session you were on, can you share with us real briefly about what the session was and maybe a couple of the highlights?
So I had that panel come together in a session here to talk about. So I started out by sharing some of the progress that we made last year, a lot of the points that Greg and I covered with you, Mike. And then we shifted into, I wanted Mark to talk about why this is important for the industry as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he made some of those key points that were just so priceless.
Yeah,
and I think I could see the heads in the audience nodding and like some things landed with people in a way that they just, wow.
Mm-hmm,
And then I had Kent LeGrand, who I mentioned is the CEO of a large credit union in Plano, Texas, who is more advanced on their digital journey than some other credit unions, large or small, because he has a membership that embraces fintech.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about how this work is still important to a credit union in his position that may be a little further along in their digital maturity because he's got to focus on what's coming next.
Yeah.
Karma talked a lot, Karma Parrish talked a lot about her experience in taking her small credit union 100% remote and how that's maybe expedited her digitization journey. And she made an interesting point during the panel process where I asked my very last question, as it always is on any panel that I facilitate, what's one piece of advice that you could give the audience as they're prioritizing and considering their own digital journey? And Karma's point was, don't be afraid to close your branches. Which was provocative, because there are a lot of people out there that are investing in their branch strategy and building a hybrid high-tech, high-touch model where members can still come in. And she made the bold statement, don't be afraid to close your branches. And I had, so last night I was standing in line outside the Museum of African American History and Culture to go into the CU Pride networking event and the award ceremony. And I had the CEO, the board, who was a former CEO, a board member from a credit union, come up to me and say, hey, I'm so-and-so, I was at your session on Monday, and Karma was standing beside me, we were together, and she said, you said something that really made me think, she said, and I actually texted my CEO after your session and said, you know, we're talking about spending all this money to upgrade our branches. Is that something that we really want to do?
Yeah.
Should we look at the data and consider?
Yeah.
Or maybe if we're going to upgrade our branches, let's think differently.
Mm-hmm.
And how can we leverage technology in an even stronger way to attract more profitable members and members that maybe would embrace self-service, even when they need to come into the branch? So Karma's comments, as thought-provoking and interesting as they were, really struck a chord.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that board member was like, wow.
You said a ripple effect there,
right?
For sure.
That was a bold statement.
Heck yeah.
And then Angela talked a lot about, you know, Orange County's credit union is also a large credit union in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my questions for Angela were around, how do you prioritize? I mean, you all have so much going on, and a lot of her sentiment was it has to be tied to your strategic priorities, mm-hmm. right? You can't just go out there and chase shiny objects
and chase down every
single thing that's out there.
Yeah.
You've got to make sure that you're grounded in your strategic path forward
mm-hmm.
and that the areas where you're placing your bets and the areas that you're focusing to build out your digital presence mm-hmm. really do align with mm-hmm. your strategic priorities. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Boy, to be a fly on the wall in that session.
It was awesome.
Next time. All right, Barb. So Barb, what's the latest at CSS? What's going on there these days?
Oh, Mike, we've got such a lot going on. The support I have from an amazingly talented board of directors mm-hmm. is just foundational for us.
Mm-hmm.
So Jim and the board collectively have really pushed me to think differently mm-hmm. and to reimagine our model. My board chair is Diana Dykstra.
Oh, doesn't get any better than that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, okay.
It does. My vice chair is April Klobes.
Oh my gosh.
Who you just spoke to
from Michigan
State University Federal Credit Union. My treasurer is Steve Willis from Leverage,
mm-hmm.
who brings a ton of experience in from the lead service corp perspective and a lot of lending experience,
yep.
indirect lending
yep.
experience
yep.
before that. I have Nick Evans from the Circle Collective, who
Good
brings
guy.
A different perspective around investment opportunities
mm-hmm.
and fintech in the industry. Mm-hmm. And Maria Martinez, one of my good friends from Border, who helps us stay grounded in how we can better serve the needs of the Latinx population.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we also have we have the chair of the ACUL committee,
mm-hmm.
Jeff Olson,
uh-huh.
and we have the chair of the CUNA board. Tony Boudet's been a part of our board
right.
for the last year,
right.
and he's transitioning out, but Lisa Ginter will be a part of our board. So for us, we've just got this dynamic group of leaders across the industry who represent those we serve
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
do a great job of challenging me to think differently. And that's what's been so great for me 2.5 years into the role, reimagining how we can help future-proof
yeah.
credit unions and how we can prioritize what industry issues we want to choose to
mm-hmm,
solve
mm-hmm.
so that we can help credit unions move to the next level and to the next growth point.
That is an all-star crew if there ever was one. So
I'm blessed.
I know.
Lucky am
Are
I
you kidding me? I know. I know. And that just that knowledge that transfer of knowledge between that group of folks is
exactly.
yeah second to none. So good
well,
stuff.
I also I didn't mention we have Roger Heacock also who retired from Black Hills, really a large credit union
yeah.
in the Dakotas.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's just the representation that we have, large credit unions, small credit unions. I can't say enough about how lucky I am to have the meeting.
Well, and they have you too.
Nah.
Not bad, huh?
Thank you, my friend. So the support of the board has been just instrumental, but the board approved a budget where we added 2 new heads this year. So we officially have a director of sales on our team
mm-hmm,
now.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Ross is transitioning into that role. I have somebody, Mike, who's going to wake up every single day thinking about pipeline velocity, thinking
awesome.
About how we can partner with the leagues to help them close deals in a more timely
mm-hmm,
manner,
mm-hmm.
driving revenue for them, but more importantly, getting solutions in the hands of credit unions
yeah.
where we can help them solve
yep.
their problems,
yep.
right? We also decided to centralize the marketing operations function.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, I travel back from DC, and on Monday, I have an amazingly talented individual starting as my marketing operations manager. So she'll be the one to program and project manage all of those efforts, make sure folks are hitting deadlines,
mm-hmm.
get all that executed.
Mm-hmm.
We've changed our communication strategy this year, I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
to be more targeted. And I was talking this morning to some folks that were giving me feedback about how important it is that we're not just peppering CEO and C-level executives' inboxes with all things CSS.
Mm-hmm.
We're much more strategic in our communications approach starting this year.
That's
where
the way to do it.
We're targeting by persona.
Mm-hmm.
The opportunities that we have to help address their problems. So between that and just portfolio, you know, we've got some really exciting new fintech providers that we're talking to. Some of them came out of VentureTech. I know you saw the updates from VentureTech.
Oh, yeah.
So we're close to signing a couple of those providers from VentureTech and just looking at how can we make a difference and help drive credit unions
yeah, yeah.
forward and future-proof them?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's
Good
about.
Point.
How can
Good
we help
point.
Them not just survive, but thrive
yeah.
in this changing environment?
Yeah. yeah. It's a tall task, but I believe you're up for it, Barb.
I love it. I love it.
You love the challenge for sure.
I do.
All right, Barb, I'm going to let you get going. Thank you so much again.
Thank you, my friend.
And always a pleasure talking to you.
Absolutely.
After talking with April and now you, I just feel like I'm not doing enough here. Come on. Get with the program.
Oh, you're doing plenty.
We're doing
our best.
You're
doing a lot. I love the work that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
The awareness that you're raising for some of these important topics.
Happy to do it. Well, when I talk to folks like you, it's just, it encourages me to do that much more and to get the word out. So, yeah, good stuff.
Awesome.
Keep up the good work there, alrighty?
Thank you, sir.
Look forward to revisiting very soon.
Alrighty.
Take care of that.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.